Are dreams simply the chili cheese hot dog from last night, or are they messages from God? How should you respond to them if they are messages from God, or should you just ignore them altogether? We'll be talking about that and more coming up next right here on The Right Stuff.
You are listening to the best, the only place to be on Tuesday night. That's right, you're listening to The Right Stuff, and you're at the right place at the right time. From England to Canada, from Detroit to the Coconuts, we are showcasing Christian authors worldwide, giving you tips, tools, techniques, and resources for you, the writer, to hone and perfect your craft. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time right here on WPJC 104.5. And your host, Parker J. Cole.
Hi, and welcome to this edition of The Right Stuff. I'm your host, Parker J., the Queen of Tuesday Nights, and just so excited to be talking to you about having faith in your dreams. And the topic of dreams and what they mean is a very hot topic in the Christian community, and not just in the Christian community, but in the secular community as well. We have these dreams, and sometimes these dreams are so bizarre, we just wonder if we're even normal. I know most of my dreams have been up the creek, odd, off the wall. They've gone from historical dreams I've had to futuristic dreams, to dreams about monsters, dreams about good things, bad things, all types of things. And so sometimes you wonder, am I just dreaming because I had chili cheese hot dogs yesterday, or is God really trying to tell me something? And I have mixed views about this topic, so I'm really looking forward to talking about it with my guest co-host and contributor today, Sharon Toussaint. She is the author of the book, Having Faith in Your Dreams, and we're going to be talking to her in just a few moments. But I want to thank you all for your support of my books. You know, my books are out there. I am working on number 10, 11, and 12 right now, and it's all because you guys have faith in me. You know, you have faith in me, and I have faith in you. We all kind of work together in this thing we call writing and bringing these books out there to our writers. And as the host of this show for the last 5 years, I want to thank you all for having faith in The Right Stuff and in PJC Media, and just looking forward to moving further and faster for the year 2018. If you want to call in and weigh on our topic, you know you can. Call in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag right stuff with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on The Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers, only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
Authors, are you looking for a new way to get your book in the hands of new audience of targeted buyers? Then a virtual book tour is for you. Right now, virtual book tours is an excellent opportunity for you to introduce your book and who you are as an author. Launching your book is very important. A virtual book tour will connect you with readers. We at WNL, we specialize in book tours, book blasts, radio tours, cover reveals, and Facebook chat. Promoting and marketing your book is what we do. Online publicity, the exposure and the publicity is what you need. Let us help you reach new readers and a new audience. We take care of everything so you don't have to. We set up the tour for you. We connect you with bloggers to advertise your book by way of interviews, guest posts, and reviews. If you are an author of a newly published book, have an upcoming release, or just want to give a previously published book new life, a virtual book tour is your answer. Check our tours out at www.wnlbooktours.com. Visit me on Facebook. I am the owner, Paulette Harper.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests right here on The Right Stuff. Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5 again. So very happy you are here with me for this edition of the show. We are going to be talking to author and publisher Sharon Toussaint. She is the author of a couple of books. We're talking about today having faith in your dreams. And I'm really excited to talk about this because, like I said before, the break, dreams is a huge topic among us as Christians, as secular people, especially as writers, because so many writers are titillated and inspired by their dreams. Or if they have nightmares, and some of us do, we're actually motivated by our nightmares. And so we're really going to dig down into this and whether or not God is speaking to us through our dreams, how we should take that message that he's given us, and so much more. So I cannot wait to peel back the veil on Sharon Toussaint. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce our guest co-host and contributor today, Sharon Toussaint. Sharon, how are you doing today?
I am awesome, blessed, and highly favored. Thank you so much for having me on your show today, Park. It is a blessing.
I am just so glad that you took time out of your schedule to be here with us. I never take it lightly when we have our guests come with us. I never take it because you could be doing so many other things, and yet you say, you know what? I'm going to throw Parker a bone. I'm going to help her out with the show. So I'm really, really glad you took time out to be with me, because this is a hot topic when you say about our dreams, because, you know, people, there are those of us who believe that we're living in what they call the last days, and they talk about how our young men and young women will have dreams and stuff like that. So do you think that's one of the reasons why dreaming and dream interpretation is a big deal right now in the Christian community? What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, absolutely. And it even goes back to Joseph in the Bible, interpreting dreams. I mean, it's always been a hot topic. As I continue to study the word, it's like, again, God came to him in a dream, and God put him into a deep sleep in a dream. And so I really believe, as the subtitle of this book is, God is speaking while you're sleeping, is the subtitle. So this is something I know for sure in my own life, as well as others, that God really has a message when he can get you to be still enough to listen to him and hear his voice. Mm. And a lot of times for us, we're so busy that it's in that stillness of our sleep that he can speak to us truly.
You know, it's interesting that you make the comment that God speaks to us through our dreams while we're sleeping. And you said he does it while we're quiet. But so many of us, and myself included, so, you know, enlighten me with your thoughts here. We have bizarre dreams. Some of these dreams are really bizarre. And so kind of how can God speak to us when some of the imagery that may be in our nocturnal rest can be just really out there?
Okay, so there's first what I should probably explain to you is the types of dreams, really, that we, primarily three types of dreams that will happen. The beginning, the first type of dream you could have is a childhood memory or childhood fantasy, something that happened that kind of carved your life a little bit in the childhood. The second type of dream you have is a day residue dream, things that happened during the course of the day, and that would have given you some influence on what maybe happened in your dream. And the third type of dream are futuristic dreams, where God is telling you something for the future or something that you need to dive into. So we have these bizarre dreams. I tend to think of a couple of things, and sometimes they're reoccurring because God is like, listen, you didn't hear me the first time. I'm going to give you a really intense message in your dream so you'll pay attention. And I don't always believe that they're nightmares. I believe that God wants to heal us from the inside out. So the best way I can give an example of that is I have a friend who had a reoccurring dream constantly of a man always trying to get into her home, beating her door down. I mean, just terrible things happening. And it was the same reoccurring dream constantly. But what I discovered in talking to her is that she had sort of a healing that needed to happen from the inside. And it was with men. She had been abused many years by men in her young life. And every time a man would get close to her, she would have this type of dream. So mm-hmm. God is sending her a message to, like, okay, let's heal the scars from the past. Let's get all of that out so that you can move forward and maybe have a healthy relationship, because you can't move you forward if you're still holding on to stuff from the past. And so a lot of times he really gives us the tough dream, and we have to sort of, okay, God, what are you trying to tell me? What do I need healing from that I didn't address in my faith? Maybe it's a broken marriage. Maybe it's a broken relationship with your parents. And we got to get past those things so that we can move into the fullness of what God wants us to do.
So based off what you just said, I want to make sure I understand it correctly. You're saying that, hey, she had a recurring dream about this man trying to come into her home. If I, you know, probably some more stuff, but, you know, the gist of it was that. And yeah. So because of her abuse that happened to her in her childhood, when she started to get close to someone, it was that childhood dream that was mm-hmm. speaking to her, that God was using her childhood dream to speak to her about what? Caution, about making sure you heal. I mean, because if you're getting close to someone, and is your caution, you know, your, what do they call it? Your hackles, are they up? Are you just wary? You know, so are you saying that maybe these reoccurring dreams are not just, they're not just telling you, oh, watch out for something. It's, wait, we need to heal from something. Is that what you're saying? I want to make sure I understand you correctly.
And it's, so your dreams are exclusive to you and your life. Like, not I one see. Person's dream would mean the same for you as it did for her. For her, she had some healing that she needed to do from the past. For her, it was fear of commitment, fear of a man getting close to her because of the abuse and molestation that she suffered as a child. So mm-hmm. here for her, man getting close meant danger. And so this is sort of the breakdown she had. But for you, it could be something different. It could be, okay, I'm just scared of somebody getting in my house. But it really is culmination of what has happened to you. So your dreams are really custom tailored to what happened in your life. And God is showing you, this is where you're going to go. Your dreams and visions are completely different than mine, Parker. So I can never say, oh, because I had a dream about writing a book or 15 books, that I'm going to write 15 books. Parker's going to write 15 books because that's her vision and dreams. Mine might be 10. You know, it all depends on that particular individual. And we really have to know ourselves, know God, and know where what he's placing us and where he's talking to us and what areas of life. So that is very important to remember. Your dreams are custom tailored for you. No one can live the same life that you live or the same dream.
You know, I like that because that's one thing I've always been kind of an advocate of. Like, I don't believe that if we all have the same dream, then yes, that is more of a bigger picture. But I've always thought that certain dreams that I have are just custom tailored to me. And I know, and I'll be a little transparent and share. There's one dream I love. I get a recurring dream. And I love this dream. Oh my gosh, I love this dream. Every time I dream of it, I get so excited when I dream of it. It's a house.
Okay.
And this house is a big house. There are some doors are open, some doors are closed. But every time I travel up in this house, I'm always going up in the house. And I love this house, you know. And now some doors I go to open, I can't open them yet. You know, some doors I can't open yet. And then I'll go into one room, and the room will go further back and further back. And it's a lot of opulence in the room. Like, not opulence, like gaudiness, just opulence, like luxury. And then there are other people in the room, not in the room, but other people in the house. I don't always see them, but they're there. And there's, whenever someone dreams about this dream, there's just so much happiness in this dream. And I've had it several years. So for the last several years, I've had a recurring dream about this house. And I love this dream. And I know that I've had different people try to tell what it is, but I almost think it's me. I almost think it's maybe God saying that I'm going to be doing a work through him. Through this house because the house has opportunity. There are some doors that haven't opened yet. Some doors need to remain closed. You know, just different stuff like that. So that's a good dream I had. I won't tell the bad one, but that's a good dream.
Well, I think you're right on track with that. But I think what God is showing you is that he's really kind of culminated you a mansion in your life. You're living a real good life. You're going upward as you show yourself going up the stairs. So that's success. And in the room where you're seeing people and you don't always see them, it's the people's lives that you're touching that you don't even know or don't even see, probably through your radio, probably through your books, or however you're touching them. And then, of course, the door's not open. Obviously, those are the opportunities that are going to come. And only God can open that door that no man can shut and shut the door no man can open. So obviously it's not time yet, in due time, you'll open another door, and you'll probably notice you have that dream, maybe when you're about to release a book, maybe you're about to take on a new project or something. So you should probably note when you have that dream, because I have a reoccurring dream that happens. It means it's time to move on. It's time to do something else and open another door. So you would always want to observe what's happening in your life when you have that reoccurring dream, because it's telling you, hey, this is what this is mean. It's God's favoring this. God's moving you forward. God's telling you to go into the next door. So definitely note down. And I always tell people, write down your dreams with dates, because they may not come to fruition today, tomorrow. It could be 2 years. It could be 5 days. It just depends. But always write them down, because most times they come to fruition in some type of way.
Okay. I like that, because again, that was a good dream I had. We love to hear good news about good dreams, you know?
Yeah.
And then again, because, I always say, you know, be real on the show. I always say be real, you know? And so I'll relate a sad dream I had or a bad dream I had. And for a while there, it was several years ago. I think I had just started writing or really getting serious about writing. And I was having a nightmare for a month. I had nightmares for a month. It got to the point where I was scared to go to sleep, because I kept having these nightmares. And the last vivid nightmare I had, it was very bizarre, but basically there was a feeling of pressure on my chest. There was a feeling of pressure on my chest. I could feel it like there was this pressure. And in the dream, I was staring at a wall that had a mosaic, like black mosaic. There was a tree, and the tree was moving. Like the image of the tree was moving, had tentacles or branches, however you want to prove it, and it clashed together. And as I was watching this tree do whatever, the feeling on my chest expanded, and to the way I described, like it imploded or exploded, and the feeling like it was a release. The feeling was a release, and ink came out this tree. Like a lot of ink came out and just splattered all over the place, just ink. And after that, I had no more nightmares like that. I mean, I've had dreams, of course, after that, but that particular month, I asked someone to pray for me. I was like, I really want prayer. I remember saying, ask someone for prayer. I said, because I don't know what's going on. I'm scared. I'm keeping having nightmares. And someone said, you need to pray about this. Maybe something's going on spiritually that you need to work out. And so I prayed, and some other people prayed with me. And that was the dream that released it all, you know. And I didn't have nightmares like that before. So go ahead. And I know you do your interpretation, but I don't want to have people call in and say, well, do my dream. You know, I just want to be open and transparent, you know, because then we'll be here for 3 hours for that. You know?
Yeah, we could go on and on for dreams, definitely. I get them all the time. I got friends that just call me, hey, this happened. But I think your dream, it reminds me of a similar dream when I was about to release my book. It was sort of that fear of putting, and the ink is kind of is relevant to your writing and getting it out there. And I think it kind of splashing off the wall at you was like it was trying to scare you or frighten you. But really, and we also have to remember, there's an enemy out there that goes around too, just trying to get us, who's seeking whom he may devour. So I think it was just like a pushback where God was like, okay, we may have to splat this on you. It's going to come. You're going to write, and you need to write. And so maybe that was just a little bit of the anxiety and fear you were having prior to releasing your book. I can relate. As I was getting ready to release my first book, I felt myself stuck in a well. And I kept I was having writer's block in reality. And I was just going down into the well, And I felt it just closing in tighter and tighter and tighter. And I couldn't get out. But as I began to seek the name of God, I was like, okay, Jesus, help me, help me. And I started feeling a lift, and I felt it coming up. And I could see a light, literally a light at the end of the tunnel, as they say. And I just, and thoughts just started coming to put this in the book. And it really was God telling me to press through that darkness, press through any kind of pressure or well that you feel like you've dug yourself into, because I've got you. I'm the light. Seek me. So I really think a lot of times we kind of scare our own selves. A lot of our own fears and anxieties jump into our dreams. And then, you know, God's like, maybe, all right, let me just splash you with this, because some dreams will kind of awaken our unconscious slumber to awaken our conscious mind. And I have that in my book. We consciously don't know that we're doing all these things or have these anxieties. And then as we sleep, it awakens our unconscious mind to let us know, oh my gosh, this is what I'm fearing. This is what I'm worried about. If that makes any sense. I know it gets really heavy. It gets a little social, psychological as well. But it really is a culmination of what's happening in your life. It's the best thing I can tell you. And God really tries to intervene and let you hear him, whatever way that takes. I believe that solely, wholeheartedly.
You know, I really had no intention of telling about my dreams when I started this show, and I feel a little vulnerable right now. And so what we're going to do.
They will expose you. They do expose you.
You know, it was like, Parker, we're going to have to. Because, you know, this is a pet peeve of mine. Forgive me. And this is where I get a little, it's a pet peeve. I've had people, I stopped doing this because I just kept getting so many different people just, you know, and it irritated me. You know, and I had several people. I had one dream. I sent it to several different people, got several different thoughts. And then one person was like, well, obviously you're not a Christian because you had this dream. And then, you know, that really irritates the heck out of me, you know. And then some stuff, I won't lie, it irritates me. It's like, I love the Lord, and I'm not going to have you attack my relationship with God, okay? You know, and that irritates me. This is why over time I've stopped just like sharing that, because it's like, everyone's going to have their opinion about it. I mean, it's not like one lady, she was exhorting, she was doing exhortation to me. And so she was exhorting to me about, you know, getting my, you know, getting stuff together, which I can accept. But when you attack my relationship with God, I have a huge problem with that. I really do. And not that I haven't been, and let me be clear, not that I haven't been wrong or off. I'm not saying that, but I love the Lord, you know, and sometimes I'm angry, like right now I'm angry with him about something, you know? And so it's like, and like
well,
I had
go ahead.
I had a friend of mine today tell me that. I'm sorry, we keep talking over each other.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes, your friend said what now?
No, I was going to say my friend told me, she said, the Lord can handle your anger. You can give him whatever you want. He can handle your anger. That's all she was telling me. And I'm sorry, I want you to exhortate too. So.
Yeah, so, and that's exactly why I wrote the book that I did, because the book is telling you how to analyze your dreams for you. And because I'm not an expert on who Parker is, I'm not an expert on my girlfriend. I know some people and I can know what's happening in their life, so I can better analyze their dream. A lot of times when I know them or just something I know is kind of a reoccurring. But I try not to do that unless I ask you a bunch of probing questions. Well, what was happening in your life? What was going on? You know, so I try to get all the circumstances surrounding your life before I go into interpreting people and, oh, you're totally wrong. And then when I start, they're like, well, this did happen. Well, that did happen. Well, I was thinking this. And so it's kind of like this book is set apart to let you know, dig into what's happening in your life, what's happening, what God may be trying to tell you, and go with that. Because honestly, you're the only one, Parker, who can analyze your dream, because you are the expert on you and God is the expert on you. So it's between you and him, these dreams that come down. So even if I'm off with what I say, it's because you know something and God knows something that he's telling you specifically. And I'm not God. I will never claim to be. So he will certainly give you that information in your dreams that only you and he can discern.
And we are just having just a blast talking with Sharon Toussaint. She is the author of Having Faith in Your Dreams, God Speaking to You While You're Sleeping. It's available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. And later on in the broadcast, I'm going to give you an opportunity to connect with Sharon. And maybe you have questions about your dreams, how to interpret. Maybe you believe you have the gift of interpretation. I know we're going to be talking about that too with Sharon on the show. So if you want to call in and weigh in, you certainly can. Call in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter, Parker J. Cole, hashtag right stuff, with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The Spec Faith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. We ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina on Rightstream Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests right here on The Right Stuff. Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. So glad you are here. If you can tell from the conversation, we are just having a blast. We are talking to Sharon Tucson, who is the author of the book, Having Faith in Your Dreams, God Speaking to You While You Are Sleeping. And before the break, I kind of was very transparent about a couple of dreams I had, a nightmare and a recurring dream I had. And so I was telling Sharon through the break, like, I feel a little vulnerable. But then, you know, Sharon, you made a really good point about how these dreams do give us that transparency into who we are and understanding that. And even how, even though you're a dream, that you have the gift to interpret dreams and you do that type of thing, that doesn't mean that you're always accurate, but the more you probe into what people are talking about, you can really get an idea of where they are. And so I think that's fascinating. And I wanted to know, as you get into your book, Having Faith in Your Dreams, what are some of the things you discuss about dreams that readers will want to know?
Well, I go into so many different things about it. I go into how you should be well rested so you can hear from God. I talk about reoccurring dreams, the setting of your dreams, what's happening and where you are in the dream. It could be your atmosphere around you and sort of kind of making an effect on you. If you've got a cat meowing in the house or something, making noise, this can affect it. I also talk about dreams are not always all about you. They may be he's talking to you to go out and minister to someone else. Maybe someone needs prayer. Maybe he put that person that you ain't seen in 20 years in your dream. You're like, well, I'm dreaming about Mrs. Atkins from school. I haven't seen her in years. Maybe you just need to reach out. And just problems. I talk about nightmares and demonic dreams, colors and numbers, that God has given you a calling in your dreams. And also at the very end of the book, I give you 10 key points to share to sort of really help you analyze your dreams, because you're the expert on you, as I said, and God is the expert on you. So a lot of these tips are just getting a good night's sleep, being well rested, really discerning God's voice, praying before you go to sleep to ward off any enemy attacks in your sleep. So this is just something that I kind of culminated and said, this is how you're going to help you analyze your dreams. Know you, write them down, make sure that you're in tune with God daily, get his word into your life. And that is what it's about. It just tells you that God is speaking through us through the Bible in so many instances through dreams, and he is still doing it today. So it's very important to hear his voice and discern his voice regularly.
You made a good point that I want you to expand on really quickly. You said how to get well rested and how to pray before you go to sleep so the enemy won't bother you during sleep, because sleep is really important. Like, it's up there with eating, you know. I mean, facetious when I say that, but, you know, sleep is really important because we can't function throughout the day if we don't have it, you know. And so talk about that really quickly. I know you go into it in the book, so just give us like a snippet of how you can prepare to protect yourself from enemy attack.
Absolutely. So and one of the points I do give, of course, is to pray before you go to sleep. And that is that is so important. Just, you know, seek God before you lay your head down and honestly say, you know, God, just covered me in my sleep or whatever. Show me what you need to show me. But it's also very scientific as well, because the sleep stages is what we start talking about. And we get into a little bit of that, that there's the light sleep where you drift off, you start the eye motion, and then we go into stages 3 and 4, where it's going to REMs, and that's where your dreams occur. So if you're not getting a deep enough sleep or well-rested enough sleep, people will say, I never dream. Well, you don't get into a deep enough sleep because you're one of those people that if the light clicks on, you wake right up because your sleep is not deep enough. And like babies spend 50% of their time in dream sleep, where adults only spend about 20% in dream sleep. So those stages of sleep and really getting that rest deep enough so that you can connect with God, you know, throughout your day, if you've eaten right, taking care of yourself, really taking care of your body, because some, like you said in the intro, it could it be that chili dog that I ate, indigestion, things in your body going on, not comfortable, positioning of your body, sleep positions can matter. So many things kind of culminate that, and just really getting into a powerful rest. If you have sleep apnea, you may not getting enough breathing, enough air. So much stuff could be going on, and you just really have to get your body ready to rest at night and really be ready to receive His word in your rest. It's almost scriptural where God created the world and then He rested. He restores our soul for His namesake. So we have to restore our soul so that we can hear Him and do like He did and rest. And we're certainly not creating the world. God has done that. So we need to give our Father the opportunity to give us the strength and wisdom that we need to face this world.
I got to ask this. So hypothetically speaking, I'll use me as an example. Let's say you sleep with two people, you sleep with a dog and a husband. Okay. And so the dog snores like a man and the man snores like a train. Okay. Let's just say that happens on a nightly basis. Okay. Let's just say it happens. So what has happened to me in my sleep is that my husband's snoring will go through my dreams and it'll just totally twist them around. Right. They kind of manifest themselves. I actually was having a dream about my sister, just to let you know how crazy it was. I dream of my older sister, and we have a very close relationship now, but when we were younger, it's always, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was dreaming about her, and she was just irritating me. So I know it was a childhood dream. Now that you've given us the categories of the different dreams that we can have, I had a childhood dream, just memory, my sister, and we were arguing. Sure. And I said, so-and-so, I mean, stop doing it. And she was talking, and she was going, like that. That's what she was doing. And I was like, would you stop doing that? She said, I'm not going to stop doing, that's what she kept doing in this dream.
Right.
And I was like, you know, the rapper, I don't know if you know the rapper's name, Master P. He used to go, his stuff. And that's what I was like, she sounded like Master P in my dream. I'm like, stop. And when I woke up, it was my husband snoring.
Husband making that noise. Yes. Absolutely. And that's what I mean by the setting of the dream. And unfortunately, unless you're getting him a sleep apnea machine to control our snoring, then that could benefit him as well and you. But I have the dog and the husband, and my dog snores too like that. So I hear those things. In fact, when we first moved in our home, there was a lot of construction still going on. And I heard this in my dream. It was like this puppy barking at me. And I was like, what's this little thing barking at me? I kept going. And when I woke up, kind of like in a daze, it was a truck outside one of the construction trucks trying to crank up. So and it was making that noise. So a lot of times your environment will be misinterpreted totally. And you're kind of coming out of asleep, and you like, it's called kind of a lucid dream where you're just like the whole environment just took over. So and clearly you're in a light sleep because you're hearing everything that's happening in the house, so to speak. And so that's why it's a dream that counts, but it really doesn't. I mean, it got you some childhood memories for a moment, and that was a little bit of something for you. But then when it starts getting interrupted by your setting, it's so important to have a peaceful setting when you sleep. Mm-hmm. So we may need to talk to hubby about a sleep apnea machine.
Because I almost smothered him. Like, oh my gosh. You know, even like a couple of nights ago, he was snoring. I mean, paint's falling off the ceiling, the everything, the roof caving in, you know. And then, my dog, Sarah, she's no help, you know, because she's like she's smoking, you know, that's how she snores, like she's smoking, you know. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. And so I just got started writing.
You are preaching to the choir. Absolutely.
I hope we're not the only ones that deal with this. Absolutely. You know, we say having faith in your dreams, you know. And so if you want to call in and talk to Sharon, you can by calling in 646-668-8485. Press that one. Now, before the show, I sent out a couple of questions to our listeners. I basically just asked the question, Sharon. I said, you know, does God still speak through dreams? And I asked them to weigh in. So Ricky from, I believe, Oregon. Yeah, Ricky from Oregon says this: God gives me story ideas through dreams. In writing the stories, I learn more about what he wants me to know, whatever it may be. So, Ricky, thank you so much for that comment. Sharon, you want to respond?
Absolutely. I feel like God wakes me up at 3 a.m. every morning. God is truly not on Eastern Standard Time, so he will, hey, wake up. I want you to say this in the book specifically like this. So I agree wholeheartedly that, like I said, it's that time that you're still where you can hear his still small voice. And so sometimes we're so busy, and I define busy as being under Satan's yoke. And so a lot of times we're so busy with our lives, we can't hear God's voice. So when we hear that stillness in the night and he says, hey, wake up, write this down. Take out your phone, your pen, whatever you've got near the bed, and write it down, because I'm sure, just as he gave me the title of Having Faith in Your Dreams, and that's a whole other story behind the title, but as we talk about that, he gave me that vision in my dreams to say, I'm speaking while they're sleeping, and that is what I went with in the cover and everything. So I truly agree with Ricky. It is always him speaking and telling us, especially if it's a Christian book we're needing to write, he's got to get his message out, and he will do what he needs to do to wake you up and let you know. Absolutely.
Jeremy from Dothan, Alabama says, I believe so. We are at our most receptive when we are asleep, and that's also when we tend to think of those things that weigh on our minds. This is the perfect opportunity for God to speak to us in ways that we might not have heard otherwise. Of course, that's not to say that every dream related to reality is of God. Being at our most receptive also means that we are at our most vulnerable as well. As such, it's always a good idea to put our dreams on trial against backdrop of scripture. Jeremy, thank you so much for your comment. Sharon?
Oh, yes, absolutely, Jeremy. And as we said before, it's definitely that time he gets it still enough, Jeremy. I totally agree with that. And he, like I said, with the young lady with the dream about the guy trying to get into her life, and she keeps having that reoccurring dream that he's telling her, honey, you're not healed enough to be in a relationship, and I need you to heal before I can send you a man, and you two are broken in a relationship. So, you know, he wants her to clear up that barrier. He wants to bless her with a man. He probably has a man for her already. She's still single, but she wants that, and she desires, and she's asked God for that. But he's saying, listen, until you can heal yourself and I can get you healed, I can't move you forward. And she's got to seek that healing between her and God inside and learn forgiveness for the things that happened to her and be able to, so she can move on and have a successful relationship that glorifies God.
Now, Sheila from Detroit, Michigan. Sheila, thank you so much for just weighing in on our conversation. She said, yes, Joseph, John, et cetera. So, Sheila, thank you so much for weighing in on the comment. And this brings me to a question I have, because people say they have the gift of interpretation. And again, this is something I am on the fence about, because I'm liking how you're talking, because maybe I haven't heard this type of thing before. And so maybe that could be why I haven't heard just a really, like, you don't sound like the medicine man in the forest. You know what I mean? You don't sound like the shaman with the beads and all that, you know. And forgive me for and not belittling anybody, but just, you know, you don't sound so out there. And then sometimes people who try to interpret my dreams, they're always berating me. I've had people berate me, like, obviously your life isn't right with God. Well, yeah, I sin, you know. Yeah, that's, you're right. Yeah, I have fallen short, as you know, many times, you know. So it's not like I'm not trying to be better, but you know, you fall, you sin. Yeah, I know, you know. So it's kind of like, I mean, I get that, you know. But I want to talk about that, because these men, Joseph, John, and other people in the Bible, the patriarchs and matriarchs of the Bible, they had these dreams too. And so when someone says they can have dream interpretation, I almost think they need to be really conscientious of what that means, because I think it's a responsibility. It's not just a gift. I think if you're going to say, I have the gift of interpretation, you need to take that mantle quite seriously. That's my thought. But go ahead and tell us what you think about that.
Absolutely, because there's a website out there, and I'll share this so I can kind of help answer that question. A young lady that I go on this interpretation website, and I help some people analyze their dreams. So she reached out to me in my personal inbox, and she told me this dream. And so a lot of times I don't know her from a can of paint. Couldn't tell you where she lives, what happened in her life. I had no idea. But she told me the dream was that she was in the dream with, and she saw her ex-boyfriend and her sister, and they were together, and she was just mad that they were together. And so she went home and she was smashing kitten heads. And she smashed them and put them in a bag. And then when she looked over the bag, she had a bag full of kitten heads. Ooh. So I said to her, yeah, it was bad. It was a bad dream. And I was like, okay, honey. I said, what is your relationship with this guy and your sister? She said, me and my sister are on bad terms. I said, and what happened with the guy? He did me wrong and he hurt me. Those kitten heads are her feelings. Her feelings have been smashed so bad, but she's holding on to that in a bag. She's holding all of that on. And so God is telling her, you know what? You're holding on to tender feeling kittens, tender little kitten head feelings that you've been holding on to all your, they've hurt you. Okay, yes, they hurt you. And so he brought that. I brought that up to her, and she said, oh, my gosh, you helped me realize feelings that I had stored away that I need to get out of. And I don't know that she's necessarily a Christian, but I told her to pray that God helps her, relieves her of the feelings and of the anxiety and the pain that she feels. Because at that point, you need to seek prayer. You need to seek God and let him heal you from what has happened. So I say all of that to say that, yes, it's all exclusive. I can't interpret everybody's dream until I say, hey, what happened here? Did something happen there? And so I will ask questions, as I said, because we don't know what that person has gone through. Because, like I said, the example I often give is a brown teddy bear could be the best thing to me. Oh, let's lose clowns because people are, like, crazy about clowns. So clowns could be, like, the scariest thing to some people, and clowns could be, like, the happiest thing to other people. It all depends on your life experience. You may have had a clown that was a little stuffed animal that you hugged, and it kept you comforted at night while, you know, things were going on in your house that you didn't like. Or you could have had the clown that sat in the chair and just scared the life out of you when your parents were yelling or something was tragic was going on. So that it's all filtered through memories and things that have happened possibly in your childhood, possibly in your later part of life that this young lady had a boyfriend. So I really believe that it's all exclusive. I would sit with a person for a little bit of time and kind of get to know them if there's something going on. And the funny thing is people will say, oh, well, you know what? That happened too in my life. So, yeah, that could be it. Oh, you know what else happened though? And so the more these probing things start coming out, the more I'm like, okay, so let's think about it this way. Let's think about it. So I can't say that I give one definition of a dream. I may give you five different definitions because it's like you take it and do what God needs you to do with it because I'm just merely the messenger, and I can say it 100 times, but until you know what specifically happened that triggered something, and it's good or bad. It doesn't have to be necessarily a bad thing, but God speaks to you individually. So I will give a bunch of possibilities, of possible reasons, possible interpretations, possible things you need to think about because there are reasons that these dreams come up or reoccur or just don't occur.
We're talking today to Sharon Toussaint. She is the author of the book Having Faith in Your Dreams, which is available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. When we come back from our break, we're going to be continuing our discussion with Sharon Toussaint. And I know you are just as titillated as I am because this is a fascinating conversation about having faith in your dreams. And when we get back from the break, I want Sharon to really expand on the title, Having Faith in Your Dreams. I bet there's a crud load of information and thought that she went into with this book because even the title has special meaning about having faith in your dreams. I think it could take in many different directions. So when we come back from our break, we'll be talking again with Sharon Toussaint, author of the book Having Faith in Your Dreams, letting God talk to you while you're sleeping. I'm going to get that subtitle right. During the break, you can call in again 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air or hit me on Twitter, Parker J. Cole, hashtag right stuff with your questions and comments. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
Hi, is your book club in need of some fresh and exciting questions to ask club members and authors at your next book club meeting? Literizations, the book conversation game, is 70 thought-provoking questions to really get into an in-depth discussion about the books you and your club members are reading. These questions really get into the characters, the storyline, and into the author's head. These questions may just give you and your book club members a whole new way to get into a new conversation, a literization. Literizations is also a great set of tools for bloggers, interviewers, and authors to use a discussion question. Are you ready to get lit? Please visit our website at litversations.com, LITVERSATION.com. And please like our Facebook page at Simply Said Reading Accessory.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff. Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here with the queen, Parker J. We've been having so much fun talking to my wonderful guest co-host and contributor today, Sharon Toussaint. She is the author of the book, Having Faith in Your Dreams. It's available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. And what I want you to do is love on my sister today and get a copy of her book. If you have questions about dreams, if you have questions about what do some dreams mean, what types of dreams are they? How does God speak to me in my dreams? You want to pick up this book today. Just by listening to Sharon in a few moments we've talked to her, you can tell that she is God-pierced with his wisdom, God-pierced with his wisdom about this thing. And she's really helped me kind of bring some levity and some logical understanding about dreams to my peace of mind, because I've been attacked when I've asked some people about interpretation of my dreams. I've been attacked where obviously something's wrong with you, as opposed to being told, well, maybe something happened or you got to go through this or go through that. Just something very logical that's very helpful for some people. And so once again, Sharon, thank you for taking time out to be with us on the show to talk about this. I know I'm getting clarity. I know some other people are getting clarity too. So I really hope that you love my sister today and buy a copy of her book and let her know what you thought about it by leaving a review. So Sharon, I want to talk about the title of the book called Having Faith in Your Dreams. I know there's a subtitle, but I just want to focus on the first part because you kind of went into the subtitle of it. So I want to kind of focus on the first part of it, having faith in your dreams. Give us the message behind that.
Okay, so it's, when your viewers pull it up, they'll see there's a picture on the front, and it's a little girl sleeping on, it looks like a beach, and the waves are covering her. So my daughter's name is Faith, and many years ago, my husband and I were trying to get pregnant. Prior to us getting married, we had sons from our previous marriages, and so we both desired to have a little girl. And so through this, we were praying, and it just was not happening. It just was not happening. But in a dream one night, I had a dream that my mom was telling me, my mom is deceased, God rest her soul, and she was holding this baby girl, and she said, I'm going to get her to you soon. Were her words in the dream. And so I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm pregnant. You know, this is going to happen right now. I'm pregnant. Mom, my mom is just, you know, gave me a manifestation from God. She said that I'm having the baby, you know. And you know what? I had to really seek God because it just wasn't happening. We were trying everything, all kinds of ways. And I had to seek God. God was telling me, get your body healthy. Eat the right foods. Lose a little bit of weight. Do what you need to do. And I was a little bit past the age, and so it was getting even more difficult. And finally, God blessed us, and it took almost 3 years after that dream before I was able to have my daughter, Faith. Now, through my pregnancy, it was a difficult pregnancy because I was over 40. I'll put myself out there. So in that pregnancy, I still had to continue to have faith because I had problems with my cervix. I had fibroids popping up. They put me on bed rest for 6 months. They were saying, oh, she may not make it. It was just a culmination of these attacks coming through the whole pregnancy. We had to move, and my husband was having problems with the ex-wife wanting money from us. And it just never ended through the whole pregnancy. So again, I had to continue to have faith and know that God was going to deliver this beautiful baby girl, healthy and strong, and continue to have faith in my dreams. And that's the culmination of the title. Faith is seven now. She's a healthy girl. She tells me every day, Mommy, my name is the name of Jesus, okay? And that's how she receives it. We go with her seven-year-old interpretation that faith is all about Jesus, and it really is. So I am blessed in that I had enough faith to continue to pursue getting pregnant. And that's the thing with having faith, because so many people give up on their dreams. My dream, of course, was in this instance, was to have a child. But there are people who just dream of traveling the world, and they'll dream about traveling, or they dream about writing the book, or they dream about just going off to college or doing mission work, and they don't do it, but they keep dreaming about it because God is speaking to them that your dream can come to fruition, but you've got to believe and pursue and have faith that He can make all things possible. So that is where the title Having Faith in Your Dreams come from.
Another aspect about this whole dream interpretation, because I was thinking about this during a break, is that do you believe this ability, and I don't think God gives to everybody, but do you think that this gift that God gave to you, could it be compatible or a companion to those who are in the deliverance ministry? And for those who don't understand that terminology, I've recently become aware of what it is. It's basically deliverance from demonic influence in your life, even though and we did a show about this last year. For those of you who follow the show, you remember the show. They talk about deliverance from demonic activity. Even if you may be a Christian, there is the belief that you can still be influenced by demonic spirits. Some people say no, some people say yes. Regardless, there is a ministry called Deliverance Ministry. And so just to give you background on that, what are your thoughts about that?
I absolutely agree. Just as the two examples of the dreams I gave you, the two young ladies, the smashed kitten head girl, and you, a lot of times you are not free inside, and you can't get free until you know what you're hurting from. So I really believe that God has a message when we're sleeping to say, you know what, I need you to get free so that you can do more works for me, so that you can be delivered from the bondage that's in your mind. So a lot of times we're fighting a battle. Joyce Meyer wrote a book, The Battlefield is in the Mind. You know, we're battling with not with flesh, but with principalities and darkness. So if we can find out what darkness is plaguing us and what hurts and pains are keeping us back from God's divine purpose of our life, it is deliverance. It's absolutely deliverance, because we have to get free in order to know where God wants us to go. We can't keep I can't do ministry if God didn't show me some things from my past that I need to forgive and move forward to be able to speak into other people's lives, to be able to write these books. Just like you, Parker, you had to get some kind of deliverance or some kind of message that's like, okay, we're done with that. Let me tell you the next person how to get over that. Let me tell the next person who needs a word, who needs a vision, who needs to cast off some restraint, Lord. I mean, just really helping others. And because God doesn't always put us through things that we can't help enough the next person with. So here we go, just trying to get deliverance so we can give to others, so we can help others, so we can manifest greatness and goodness to other people from the struggles and things that we've been through. So, yes, I agree wholeheartedly that there is deliverance in dreams, totally.
You know, we got a comment from Elaine in Sherman, Texas. Elaine, thank you for your comment. She says, yes, many of my dreams are teaching me things or revealing to me, I think she means minor other things. I'm not quite sure what she means, but Elaine, thank you so much for joining in the conversation. What's your thoughts about that, Sharon?
So tell me again, she said that they're minor things?
Yeah, I'm not quite understanding it. She says, yes, many of my dreams are teaching me things or revealing to me minor other things. That's how it's actually written. So I just want to make sure. Not quite sure about that last part, but
yeah. Well, and I believe certainly a teaching thing, but if I could think of what she's saying or kind of take a guess, I think God is very detailed. And so when he's mm-hmm. reminding us of something that may be very minor in a dream or something minute, like I heard God speaking to me the other day to just go and sort out my clothes in my drawer and clean it up. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get to that in order. And then I heard it again. And so I really believe he'll keep speaking, because even those things are obedience to him, to do the little things, you know, because we have to do the little things in order for us to be blessed with anything more. And if we're not obedient to those little things and minor things in life, God can't give us ownership or bless us with anything more. How can we be obedient over the little when we can't bless us with many more? So I just believe that, yes, God speaks to us about every little thing in our life, every little situation. And we really have to pay attention and be obedient to what he is. I read a thing the other day on Facebook that obedience is your success. And you have to really trust God in those moments.
And obedience is not always the easy thing to do, because it's easier to be disobedient sometimes. We all understand that. And I was thinking about I know this is kind of off topic, but when you mentioned this, it's had brought to mind. We often talk about the prodigal son, and we talk about how the prodigal son, his reward, he came back, dad accepted him. But I think a lot of times we forget about the elder brother. Because one thing that happened with the elder brother, his sin was being self-righteous. That was his sin. That was the elder brother's sin. But if you think about it, the father told the elder brother, he said, don't you know that everything I have is yours? You know, he said, everything that's coming to you is coming to you, because he was obedient. Like the younger brother lost he didn't lose his sonship, but he lost his inheritance through riotous living, you know. But the older brother, because he remained obedient, that is going to still be his, along with his sonship. But he got, you know, self-righteous. Look what I'm doing. They're doing this. I'm out here in the field. And he was still working. He was still working while they were out celebrating. You know, so he was being obedient, but he was so focused on his obedience that he forgot that being obedient is its own reward, in a way. It's not always easy, but it's its own reward. If I'm saying that right, I hope my interpretation isn't off on that. But I've always thought about that we go off on the prodigal son. So the elder brother, you know, he had a little hard time too, because he said, wait, I did what you told me to do. And then the father says, don't you know that everything I have is yours? You know? Absolutely. And I've always found comfort when that was brought. Actually, my twin sister brought that out to me. We were talking about that. And she said, don't you know that everything I have is yours? And I think about our single women who are asking God for a husband and praying about the man, and they're not putting out. And still single 10 years from now, 20 years from now. And it's like, I'm being obedient. Why is this young girl who's screwing around with all these different men getting married? Why is it?
Yeah.
And you say, don't you know, everything I have is yours, you know? And then you hear about people who want to have a kid, you know, and I can't have a kid, but this mom did something. And he says, don't you know, everything I have is yours, you know? And so I was thinking about that as you mentioned that just kind of came to mind, you know, and you say having faith in your dreams, you know, and being obedient to that. If you can be obedient to small things, you can be obedient, and he'll reward you the big things, you know. I didn't mean to go off on that. Wow, that went off on
And I would just piggyback on that to say, and we always can't compare ourselves. The brother in the prodigal son, he compared himself. What did he do? He ran away, and I'm still here working. You know, your reward and what you get from God and when God is going to bless you is different. Like, you have a twin sister, so that's like, whoa, that's that's crazy. So you're just like, she got all that, and I didn't get this and that. Nothing. We're the same. We're born the same. And so you can't compare yourself, because each miracle and each blessing is different. You know, what my blessing and my miracle looks like in 2015 is different than what it's going to look like in 2018, but I'm believing that. And what your blessing looks like is different for me than it is for you. And in God's timing, he reveals that. But never compare yourself. Be who God wants you to be and be strong in that, and just allow him to manifest himself and bless you as you are and for who you are. And be obedient. Absolutely.
I totally feel you on that, Sharon. And, you know, we got a few minutes left. I've had such a great time talking with you. And I can't imagine our listeners haven't had a great time talking with you, too, or listening to you as well. But I want people to have an opportunity to connect with you. So go ahead and share your social media outlets.
Absolutely. So I have several ways to get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook at Tucson Town Publishing. That's the page on Facebook. And then I've got my email, tucson.town.publishing@gmail.com. You can reach me there. And you can reach me on Twitter at Tucson Town. So there is the short of it all. I am around. I would love to take your emails, any phone call, well, any emails or any requests that you want to put on my webpage or even on my website at www.tucsontown.com as well. And I'd love to talk with you, reach out to you. Definitely try to get the book. It'll be a blessing to you because it'll be a guide that you'll use for the rest of your life to help you analyze your dreams. You won't even need me. So you'll be able to understand what you need to and how God is speaking directly to you while you're sleeping.
You know, this show is always about encouraging authors to pick up the pen and write. And so in the few moments we have left, I want you to go ahead and encourage them out there today.
Absolutely. I always, people always say, I want to write a book. If I had a dollar for each time that was said, I'd be so rich. And that's what it's not about for me. If I never sell one book, I've been obedient to God. I've done all that he's commanded me to do. I've written it down and I've made it known to people. But write down your visions. Make sure that God is speaking to you through that. Put it out there. Just start writing. Just pick up the pen. Just do what you need to do. And however it comes out, you'll do some research on it. You'll kind of have to grasp and go back and relive some things if it's a personal testimony. But if God is speaking to you to write something, do it and just allow him to manifest in your life. Let him encourage you and just be obedient to what he wants you to write. And he'll bless it. He will certainly bless it.
Sharon, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us on the show today. I had such a great time talking with you, especially in, like, if I'm going to be honest, I was kind of leery, like, you know, but I said, this show is always about having an open dialogue. I've always been open to open dialogue, especially within the body of Christ, you know, because we have so many different opinions on so many different things, you know, but we're all connected by the blood of Christ. Thank you. Forever, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I just love that we can have this open discussion about dreams and about dream interpretation, what dreams mean, types of dreams. Just so much you've got in such a short hour. I can't believe an hour went by that quickly. You know, so I'm really, really glad you took time to be with us today. So thank you for being with us on the show today.
It's been my pleasure, and thank you for having me. I play blessings to you and your audience, and I just want everybody to just keep having faith in their dreams and let God speak to them. Thank you so much.
And we just finished having an insightful discussion with Sharon Tucson. She is the author of the book, Having Faith in Your Dreams. It's available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. And if you want to get up close and personal with Sharon, you can go to her website, TucsonTownPublishing.com. Again, TucsonTownPublishing.com. That's TOOSONTOWN Publishing.com. Make sure you go to her website. Make sure you buy her book, Love of My Sister Day. Buy her book. One thing I found absolutely fascinating about this topic is that she brought a certain levity to the topic, as well as the attention and importance that it deserves. Because when we're talking about dreams, we do want to make sure that if God is talking to me, I want to be receptive to what he is trying to say. And just really glad that she took time out to really help us understanding our dreams. And she also says something to our authors out there. She said, you know, if you have that dream to write, have faith in that dream. Go ahead, pick up the pen and write stuff. Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J, and you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day. Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Right Stuff. Follow Parker online at ParkerJCole.com. To hear this show and other shows, visit the show archive at therightstuffradio.wordpress.com. We'll be back same time next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.